Yeah.
Yo, Black, it's time, bro.
Yo.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time, it's what it is.
Yeah.
Yo.
Straight out the fucking dungeons of rap. Where fake niggas don't make it back.
Gotta let it
don't
breathe.
Make it back.
Let it breathe for a little bit.
I don't know how to start.
You didn't want to let Kazi back or not?
Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky. Ooh,
what up, 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 what up?
Yo.
It's Abstract Square Podcast.
What up, what up?
Chattio's in the building.
B here.
Thomas, I'm here. Nas is here.
Queens is here. Southside is here.
Nas's baby mother is here.
What's good, y'all?
What's up, man?
It's a crazy rainy day, but you know, a lot of happening out here in these streets.
A lot, man. How's your week been?
How's your haircut? How about that?
Ooh.
Mister, I'm keeping my cut. I got a bone to pick with you. Mister, I want to grow dreads.
I want to grow dreads,
such
yo.
A fucking yo, y'all, we agreed that
that's
we was.
That's a haircut, haircut.
We agreed we was going to bomb on Brian, not
nah,
me.
We didn't agree on that. That
yeah,
happened
we did.
Last episode.
There's no premeditated
that happened last episode.
We will not do premeditated murderers. Back to your haircut, though.
My haircut is official.
I mean, but it's not your dreads. What happened?
Yo, man, we had to take a break.
Oh, what?
All right, cool. We have to take a break.
You don't have to change your mind, man. That's cool.
Fuck
out. I'm a grown ass man. If I want to change my mind and get a fucking haircut, that's what we're going to do. You got a problem with it?
Don't talk to me like that.
Don't do that.
That's not nice, man. I'm a good guy. I'm a clean individual.
Yeah, you are.
Thank
Yo,
you.
Funny thing happened this past weekend. We did a little photo shoot for Abstract Square Podcast.
Oh, you let the cat out the bag?
Yeah, I'm excited. Thomas had on his little polo. People always say a little.
Polo.
Little polo.
I'm not really excited about it, but I know you love yourself.
Yeah, you like
you love
smiling.
Seeing yourself
smiling
on the camera,
face.
All in the camera, dancing.
Yo, all Brian was like
videos.
Trying to be all like rebellious. I don't want to take the pictures, yo.
B was being his normal creative self.
You know?
Scoffed up.
You heard.
You know what I mean?
B had the praying hands for his individual shot.
Facts.
You know,
yo, you've been shooting so much, you've been thinking to do that for a long time. You're saving that pole.
Y'all niggas, you're talking too much. Yeah. You're talking too much about it. Let them breathe. Let these shots come out when they hit.
Yeah, because you know how B doing his Insta story just hit you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 a.m.
Working hard.
Because somebody's up scrolling.
You wake up and you got B's pictures
in your inbox.
Whenever I see you send me a chat at 3 a.m., I'm like, yo, you just hopped out of something, didn't you, B? Respect that. I start clapping in the middle of my apartment.
Working. But yeah, man.
Why you put that man business out there like that, son?
Nah, I'm really just lying. I usually am not awake at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But yo, let's get into this. We got a lot of topics to talk about.
Yeah.
Today, we just going to shoot the shit and talk about these events.
Right. So, I don't know if y'all remember, but about a month and a half ago, we had an Abstract Square square table edition where we just shoot this shit. I know a lot of times we have like specific topics that we talk about, but a lot of times what y'all don't realize is we have some really interesting conversations and we jump around a little bit from topic
to topic.
How you
know they don't realize that?
Because they don't, man.
Okay.
So anyway, B.
What's up?
What's on the books for us?
Cosby. The news just dropped.
Yo, that's wild.
What's wild?
3 to 10 years.
3 to 10. My man is about to go. Why are we giving him 3 to 10? What are he gonna do in there?
Die. Probably.
That's only a matter of time.
Unfortunately, I'm not saying that like I want to see a man, anybody, you know, pass
it's
away.
Like, come on, like as a judge, right? It's like, what's the point?
What's the point?
The point is rape is
crime.
Rape.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
what's the point?
Nah, that's not what I mean. But at like
so
at
what
that
do you mean?
At that so at that age, for him, what does it matter at that age, right? Like, what are the other alternatives to giving someone that's already on his way out 3 to 10? What does that do for the justice system? That's really my question.
For the person on the other side, her life could be potentially ruined. One rape could fuck somebody's mind up forever.
So let me ask you this question. Do you feel as if justice was served? Like, do you think those women are happy with the outcome?
Yeah. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's you do the crime and you pay the time, no matter what circumstance, no matter 17, 18, 88. That's the point, right? They want to see somebody get punished. And I think, yeah, they're happy for it.
So you could have had house arrest.
Yeah.
But when the first crime was reported in 2004, there was no option for house arrest. So they have updated the law, but it just wasn't applicable to him.
Mm.
So.
But what I need them to do is keep this. What I need them to do is keep this same energy for all the other motherfuckers that's out there, all the Weinsteins and all that other shit, because we're not seeing that type of energy.
That's not the world we live in, man.
No, it's all about optics. And
wild, let me say country. I got to stop saying world because it ain't like that all over the world.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, like, people out here, cops are shooting us. And they, you know, they...
That ain't got nothing to do with Quaaludes. He popped the pill and the joint drink and hurt her. And, like, it's not even cool.
Yo, that's not cool, but children are dying by the hands of someone else and they're going free. Like, we shouldn't be looking at different crimes and...
But these are individual occurrences. One thing happens, another thing happens. They got nothing to do with each other. It's a different judge, different state, different city, different crime.
I know, but that's what
I'm
saying.
Stop comparing, yo.
No, but that's what I'm saying about the justice system. There should be some sort of, like...
checks and balances.
Checks and balances across no matter what state you're in.
It's called legal precedent. It is. We do have this system, but shit don't matter. We talked about this the other day after the shoot. We're pretty much the cockroaches of the earth. Well, the country.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about
us. Nobody gives two shits about us.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make this shit all heavy and, like, feel crazy, but nobody give a fuck about us, yeah.
Yeah. Meek out here getting locked up for popping wheelies and...
Cosby, this shit's getting too heavy, yo. What happened in the shave room, bitch? I'm not dealing with this shit.
Cosby out here...
So is shit different now? Like, is it... Now Cosby got knocked. Is it different?
Yo, that sounds crazy.
Right.
You said that...
Cosby got knocked. Is that not what happened?
Yeah, but you can't say it like that, man.
How else do you put it, though?
Cosby's in the state jail right now, and he's going and knocked us crazy. You acting like he was on the block. Like Cosby had work in the streets. No. Shout out to Hillman.
The shit that got me annoyed was the fact that, yo, Cosby could have had any woman. The shit that gets me annoyed is when niggas do dumb shit just because they can do it, right? Quaaludes, drugs, all that shit. Like, you at the top of your prime, right? Why do you have to drug somebody? That's the shit that annoys me. Don't get me wrong. I know his legacy. I know he's a great, you know, and a legend. But
right.
When niggas do dumb shit, that's the shit that gets me annoyed. Like, you don't have to do that.
So,
I don't know the circumstances, though.
Do we take away all the things he's done?
No.
Because of this?
All right, here go a question, right? So, if we stop watching football, right?
Yeah.
Do people start dropping out of Spelman?
And Morehouse?
All them Cosby buildings?
And Morehouse?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Nah, they changed the name. They take the name
already,
down.
Have they already done that?
Yeah. they retract all his honorary degrees.
Damn.
Yeah. They take all that back.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
That's wild.
Speaking of that.
Word.
Come back. Bong, bong, bong.
Yo, if Tiger come back, Bill could come back in 3 years, yo. He'll be a little gray.
Yeah.
He might have a mean left hook by the time he's out.
I mean,
you think they fucking with him in lockdown?
I don't.
Nah, because it's respect. Respect.
Not only that, but he's older, so he won't be. He has an opportunity. He could be in general population, but he's older, so they have places to protect him because he's older.
That's wild that we're talking about Bill Cosby being locked up.
But yo, you gotta be the most ignorant, disrespectful little nigglet to come up and charge up Bill Cosby. Yo, I couldn't imagine somebody running up and talking about what set you claim. And
fuck out of here, Bill.
Yo, fuck out of Bill.
Yo,
you in jungle now.
What if they make Bill?
I got your pudding pop, nigga.
What if like, they make? What if they make Bill Cosby pick a gang? Coming out talking about he like Treyway.
Hey yo, if
Bill Bosby, my nigga.
Bill Bosby.
Hey yo, if Bill come out here looking like Kevin Gates.
Yeah. Bill Bosby.
Bill Bosby, nigga, gang, gang.
Treyway.
Bill Bosby's wild.
Bill Bosby.
Yo, what's wrong with you, yo?
I'm here. Yo, I had some sleep, man.
Yo, B had 8 hours of sleep, man. Well, how did that feel, man?
Yo, it felt like I was a new person. I'll tell you that.
That's wild.
Because it's on average 5 to 6.
Yo,
man, that's
hours of sleep.
Same.
Yeah.
But like that extra, and I got up at the same time. Usually, you know, 5 to 6 hours, my body wakes up. But this time I stopped, went back to sleep for another 2 hours, woke up like a new man.
Yeah, but niggas don't give a fuck about your mental health or nothing like that, though. That's
right. Yeah, I know y'all don't care.
Fuck your health, nigga.
Yo, do you think you could actually go to bed earlier?
I could, but then I would just end up getting up earlier.
And like, money.
Yeah.
Not doing shit from 5 a.m. in the morning till 7 a.m. in the morning.
Because I went to bed around 9:30 last night, and I definitely woke up around like 4.
Yeah. I went to bed at 10 and got up at 4:30, so totally understand.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yo, remember, so Tiger Woods was smashing girls' cars with golf clubs, right?
Was he really?
Was he?
He was, yeah, he was fucking strippers. He was doing a lot of wild shit.
True.
Tiger Woods forgot,
the Kobe
right?
of golf.
I don't know. We forgot, right?
Yo, did we ever elect...
We forgot, though.
Did we ever elect Tiger Woods into the black delegation?
You don't ever get...
Tiger Woods is 50-50. It don't make a difference. He's always in the game.
Yeah, he's always in here.
He's like Kobe.
Kobe was always a part of the black delegation.
Yeah, but like... Yeah, you're right.
Tiger pulled that OJ shit, saying, I'm not black, I'm Tiger.
But we still accepted it because of what he did in the beginning. Because
he was winning, and we fuck with winners. We not about
to win. Shout out to DJ Khaled. Yeah.
If he was trash, he would have canceled him a long time ago. Nah, we wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean.
So we gave Tiger the pass because he's winning.
What did he do again? Clearly we gave him the pass. I don't even remember what he did.
He had issues dealing with multiple women.
Yeah, you can't curve nobody for that.
He's definitely part of the black delegation.
Yeah, he's with it.
He's with the shits.
He's with the shits, man. I'm not canceling nobody for making bad
decisions. Yo, didn't he have an alcohol problem too?
He had an everything problem.
Yo, shout out to Tiger though, losing weight.
Getting back in the game. Yeah. And he won in Atlanta too, right?
Yeah, he won it.
On the goddamn East Side, goddamn.
Shout out to Tiger, man. That was a good look. Hopefully that's one of many.
Nah, hopefully he just retired, yo. Cause don't go out here like looking like Kobe shooting 90 shots in your last game because you washed.
Nah, come on. Yo, you can play golf so you like 80. Golf is one of those sports you don't have to retire. Yo,
80 is a sensitive subject for me right now, man.
Why?
Bill Cosby's 81, B.
Yo, so is Quincy Jones. Yo, it was crazy. I just watched a little documentary on Netflix.
I got to get into that. How
Quincy
is it?
Jones still out here trying to slang it, yo. He's wild.
Wait, Quincy the one that told all the wild stories, right?
Yeah, he had that article. To who?
Really?
Yeah.
It's a wild boy.
Yeah, that's a wild boy. But I didn't get through the whole documentary, but it kind of goes through his history. Obviously, he started really making strides when he started writing for Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did a lot of groundbreaking, brought black people into places like Vegas where it was only mobsters going over there. It was a lot of, you know, history that he did in terms of music and composing. So, yeah, it was good to see, but he was also a wild boy.
I got to watch that. I did catch the first episode or the first part one of the Bobby Brown documentary.
I'm not into shit like that.
You got to watch that
shit. I don't even care.
Why not? What you mean?
Yo, because there's always something... Like, it's just not positive. Like, it's always something crazy. Like, they only give us those... I'm not getting heavy in here today, but I just don't watch that kind of shit.
Did you watch Get Rich or Die Trying?
Nigga, crazy. I remember it like it was yesterday. Yo, I'm going to tell you a crazy story, yo. I ain't had no money. I was in college. I went to the pawn shop, sold one of my PlayStations, and bought some tickets. And I went in there and said, I whoop your head, boy. Yeah. I had like four PlayStations, so I got rid of one.
Okay. I was about to say.
That was the bathroom PlayStation.
Mm. Yo, he just said he had no money, but he had four PlayStations.
Yo, man, it's ebbs and flows.
Yo,
man.
Thomas was a drug dealer in college, yo.
It's ebbs and flows, yo.
Yeah. Thomas was a real drug dealer in college. Nah, you look like one, man.
I'm just early internet, man. I know how to move around in these internet streets.
Yeah, all right. With your pink Air Force Ones on.
Which ones?
The ones right. With the Gucci toe.
Oh, yeah, those.
Yeah, see?
Doing a lot. Pandora, yo.
Shout out to Pandora. The underdogs stepped it up. Get out of here, Spotify.
So, I got mad questions.
So, listen, yeah, Pandora recently acquired Sirius XM.
Money.
And
a couple billion. Four.
That's a big move. That puts them in the upper echelon of competing with Spotify.
Big bag.
Competing with Apple Music.
Big bag.
And everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen next, right?
All
right.
What do you want to happen?
I really don't even know, honestly.
Say you're the CEO of Pandora. What is your first move? I like this shit. Remember I did that with Starbucks?
First thing I do is get rid of the subscription model for Sirius.
Period.
Altogether, like Pandora did. Pandora makes all of their money off advertising, unlike Freemium. Spotify.
Yeah. But Spotify is now free too, right?
They're trying, but most of their users are premium users.
I think Sirius needs to corner this advertising paid podcast market. So it's, for me, I see Spotify trying, right? Mm-hmm. They're acquiring bigger talent, but it's still not monetized in a way that people are attracted to it.
Inside Baseball, Pandora's launching 300 podcasts. Inside Baseball, that's happening.
So Pandora is?
Yeah. They're doubling down on podcasts. They got like 5 right now. And I think in Q1 they're launching 300 of them.
Sheesh. 300?
Yeah.
So then that's what they're going for. That's major.
Shout out to me playing Inside Baseball. If y'all want to learn more, just hit my Instagram or something like that.
So let's talk about this Inside Baseball.
I'm in these internet streets.
Talk about it in these streets.
I can't tell you much more because it's low key.
It's very low.
Nah, but that is one of their focuses is podcast inventory for the advertisers.
Is it the primary focus now? Because obviously the other two are music and then podcasts, right? Is it flipped the other way?
Nah, no, nowhere near it. But people are starting to respect podcasts now.
You think they got to get into this video game?
Can't fuck with YouTube. Are you talking about video game? What you mean video game?
No, like, videos. You know how Tidal has videos?
Everybody's doing it because it's just money out there to take. But YouTube is...
Yeah, it's content. So right now, Tidal has it. Spotify has it. But Pandora doesn't.
Apple has it too. Don't forget Apple.
Apple has it, obviously.
Apple started it.
Pandora doesn't have it. But Sirius does have a video section.
I don't think that's Pandora's user, though. And I don't think they want it to be.
Amazon has it. Nobody's talking about Amazon Prime Video at all.
And it's crazy. And they're trying hard.
And they're scooping up a lot of content, like a lot of good premium movies, too.
Yeah.
I think that the person that, Spotify's kind of getting it by picking up podcasts that are kind of already moving and shaking, like Joe Budden's podcast and stuff like that. Like, they get that, but... The well produced podcast of what Pandora is focusing on, I think they're kind of missing the boat with just a high production value podcast.
Interesting.
There's something to like true creatives that are not like, you know, highly produced that I think they're missing out on.
Like us.
Yeah. I mean, they're missing out on.
So what's up, man? You supposed to be
I mean, I'm learning the game, so I'm getting closer to it.
All right, go knock on that
door. Shout out to Creative Color and companies like that out here. Yeah. You know,
yeah, I know what it is.
Right.
Gang, gang.
Trey Way.
But yeah, I'm interested to see what's going on. Because, I've always been like it's like a Nike, Adidas kind of thing. Like, I never fuck with Pandora. Like, I used to in the beginning. And then once, I can't even remember. Well, it was the Napster age that took me off of Pandora, right? Once I started downloading shit, never touched Pandora ever again.
You know what Pandora is for me? Pandora is a lazy way of hitting play and just knowing that you never have to touch the fast forward button.
Like, if I own a retail store, I would just put Pandora on and just let it rock.
Just like most places that you work at. It's Pandora that they put on.
So,
and really quick, Sonos. Sonos was one of the first ones to integrate Pandora into their ecosystem.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm not a fan of predictive analytics when it comes to music because I don't believe in really understanding what I want to hear. Like, I'm too varied in taste and I'm too varied in likes.
What are you talking about? You from Queens, New York. You.
What do you mean? I'm varied in taste. Don't come at me too crazy.
Yo.
Like.
I definitely think.
Wait. I want to address this, B. So you're telling me that when you need to chill out,
right,
you don't trust Pandora's algorithm to put, like, to give you music that will allow you to chill out?
Nah, I don't. I don't trust anyone's algorithm to do that. I don't. Okay. Like, I've been hitting thumbs down for years, and they still haven't gotten it right. I refuse to use Pandora for that reason. I much more trust a curated playlist than I trust an algorithm to create a playlist for me.
You trust someone's curated playlist?
Yeah, I trust someone's personality rather than a computer.
That's interesting.
It's kind of like, remember that dude we were talking about that created the clothing line that was going to be based on, that will give you recommendations based on your music?
Yeah.
There's no way in hell he's going to recommend clothing for me after I just finished listening to like 8 hours of Sean Poe. What are you going to do?
You're not.
Send me a Carcanas sweatsuit?
You're not going to do it.
That's not happening.
Nah, I see what you're saying, but for me, when I want to listen to like jazz music, Pandora works. Or if I want to listen to West Indian music, Pandora works.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe my taste isn't that broad because I don't listen to jazz music. I barely listen to reggae. So I guess because it's not so broad is why it doesn't work for me. Because I know what I need to hear.
You know what you like.
Yeah, and it, like I'll listen to Notorious B.I.G., but then I'll listen to Cocaine 80s, and like I don't think that anyone can detect that I can do that.
I don't trust Pandora when it comes to like a hip hop playlist.
Then that makes sense.
Absolutely not.
Then that makes sense.
I don't trust Pandora when it comes to that, but like, yeah, when I'm playing like, you know,
when it's
jazz,
random, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, when I need something that's a little more chill, I'll definitely go to Pandora, cuz they've been successful at getting that right.
Right.
But for me with hip hop, I'm so selective.
Right.
I don't trust it.
Then that's where I am too. It's a good example is when we go into Sweet Chick, they never fail on the music for me. And I know it's not Pandora. Yeah. I know it's someone curating that playlist.
That is definitely curated.
Yeah.
But what I do think is like, all right, hip hop lyrics, that's a very sensitive topic, right? Like you need to know that somebody's not saying yeah, 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 even if it's the same beat. Even if it's the same structure.
Unless it's a little pump.
Right, but like...
or Uzi.
For me, if you like something like Cocaine 80s, right? Where you got Fauntleroy singing his ass off.
Right.
I think sonically there's something that could and does probably fit that bill that you would like that you haven't heard yet.
It's good for discovery. I will give it that. Like, I'm cool with it for discovery. Like, I probably wouldn't have discovered, like, Daniel Caesar or, like... something like the New Class. I wouldn't have discovered if it wasn't for like an Apple Music or Pandora to like put that stuff out there.
Yeah.
But listen, man, when I want to hear my stuff, I want to hear my stuff. Like, and I don't...
I'm not gonna lie though, I did test Pandora on a Nas station.
Yeah,
it was kind of on point.
I can believe that because he doesn't really have too many misses.
But you know, Pandora just doesn't put Nas on; it puts just, everything.
I was talking about Nas shit. That's all.
Yeah.
This guy.
But I think, yo, as this age of like content starts to speed up, it's gonna come faster and fast. Whoa, it's gonna
speak for yourself, bro. Speak for yourself, man.
I just caught that. I was late on it.
Yeah, I heard it immediately.
It's gonna speed up. It's gonna speed up. But like, I mean, do you just continue to get to the old shit, or do you actually start to look at those platforms for discovery? As these more pieces of content come
out. I'm with discovery. I'm just not with discovery from an algorithm. I'm with discovery from a curated list. Yeah.
You like to select your shit. That's why you go to YouTube a lot.
Well, not even that. If so, like Beats One, right? Like I'll listen to like OVO Sounds or something like that because I have an understanding of what it is.
I hate Beats One.
You're bugging.
I like it because it's someone in their taste, and if I identify with their taste,
I don't like Beats One.
Why not?
Every time I go to Beats One, it's always. It's very dry.
You got to select your stations.
I've done the abstract station, duh. I've done the Ebro station. I've done,
I don't deal with Apple anyway, but.
What's the homie's name that did the interview with Kanye? He's from London.
Oh, Zane Lowe.
Zane Lowe.
Why would I listen to a Zane Lowe station? That sounds ridiculous. I don't even know why he's doing interviews. Why would I listen to his... If Flex had a station, I'd listen to it right now.
I would not.
If Clue had a station, I'd listen to it right now.
I do not want bombs all through my music.
Shout out to Mars. If Mars had a station right now, I'd listen to Mars station.
DJ Mars?
Yeah,
all day.
Yeah, I would do Mars. Yeah. Pause.
Who's homie was in the W when Jesse was here?
Goldfinger.
Goldfinger. His station, I listen to it. It's high taste. I'm into tasteful things, so.
I fuck with Frank Ocean station. Like, that. This stuff that I curated. Like,
yeah, I could. Yeah,
like the internet's got a station up now. Like, so I think it's about your music taste. Yeah. They are spot on when you got them. I mean, aside from you say Q-Tip Abstract's not really hitting. Like,
it's so. That's a very broad.
Yeah,
sound.
And you know he has a select taste, right? So it's like some things I'll fuck with. The other ones I'm like, nah, I gotta let go of this.
Mm.
Nicki's is trash.
I mean, listen, like I said, I don't really listen to Apple like that, so I don't really know.
Yo, what's the YouTube music, YouTube Red and all that stuff? You play around with it at all?
Nah, I have YouTube Red, but I don't even like, I just look for a playlist from that looks like it's something I want to listen to.
Because
I usually buy a single artist.
It seemed like they started to go towards music, and then all of a sudden it was just like YouTube TV or whatever it was.
Yeah, they can't compete. Like, they can't compete with the likes of like a Tidal and a Spotify. Like, I don't think that.
Listen to what you just said. YouTube can't compete. That's hard.
I mean, they have all the content, but that's the point that I'm making. It's too much content to get right.
Yeah.
Mm.
But also remember that. Oh, so
that's
that
the
Forbes list. That Forbes list that I sent out, right?
Yeah.
I think that's also a factor that we're starting to see now. Is like royalty rights all these things and what these artists get paid.
They don't know. Y'all are dumb. If you're an artist listening to this shit right now, you're probably stupid. Nah, but it's sad. They really don't be knowing. Like, yo, you know how many times on Instagram I'll see, like, one of my rapper friends talking about, I don't know how I got paid. Or even, like, successful people don't even know how they got paid. That's ridiculous. Imagine going to your job every day and not know how much your check is going to be.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
Yo, B, was that you who sent out the...
He just said that.
No, listen to what I'm about to... The streams?
He just said that.
Yeah, so... Hey, y'all, so we in 2018. This nigga Chad is in 2013 right now. Because that's literally what I just said.
Yo, at least you think before you speak, but you damn sure don't listen.
Yeah, I'm tired.
It's okay. So I sent out the Forbes list of the top earned.
I thought you were talking about the Forbes list of, like, earned. Because that list just dropped recently, too, of, like, the top earners.
Okay, so you're right. You're right.
That's what I'm thinking.
So I did send out
two. So, yo, shut the fuck up, Thomas.
Yeah, he was waiting for that.
Yeah.
So two lists. One list was the percentage of, I guess, dollars on
earned
a stream.
Per stream.
Yeah. And yes. It's obviously in the
0.000
per stream.
Yeah.
But Tidal was at the top of that list.
Shout out Tidal.
You know, giving the artists what they need. Spotify was probably at the bottom of that list.
They were first. They had to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're first, you're first.
Yeah, and then
and they're European. Don't
the second list I sent out was the top earning hip hop artists from the Forbes list. And
I'm sick of that list altogether.
I hate that list.
That shit is stupid.
Because it doesn't really tell me anything.
What it basically says is, yo, in y'all world, you got money, but in the rest of the world,
you're trash.
Yo, all right, so here it is. I got it. So if you have 1 million streams on YouTube, you have made $690.
Yeah.
If you have 1 million streams on Spotify, you have made $4,370. 1 million streams on Apple Music, $7,350. 1 million streams on Tidal, that's $12,500.
And you wonder why we're thinking these Cuban links is fake.
Mm-hmm. And 1 million streams on Amazon Music is $4,020. So that means if you are a YouTube artist, you are out here just...
barely paying rent.
Barely getting by.
Don't say that, though. From that stream, right? But, like, you have developed an audience.
You got a show.
You have opportunities to do other things. Yeah. So, like...
you got a tour.
You don't even have to necessarily have a tour.
Like, you have to tour.
Listen, not everyone is a touring act, right?
So tell me who's not a touring act now.
I'm not getting into music. I don't do
music.
We're
not doing that.
I'm just saying that someone is selling T-shirts instead, and they're doing pretty well. They're happy to sell makeup for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know what they're selling further than music.
Lingerie.
Yo, if you go platinum on YouTube, you have made basically $100,000.
That's a win for somebody, man.
Yeah.
You go platinum on Spotify, you have made almost $700,000. And if you go platinum on Apple Music, you have made $1.1
million. So? None of this shit going to me.
No.
Think about that, right? Because all of us in this room are on iTunes. We're not seeing a check for our stream.
Right.
Pandora, where you at? I'm knocking on that door.
Yo, think about that. We not seeing a dime. We are giving away free content right now.
Okay.
So how as podcasters,
right?
How do we monetize? Other than at some point we got to be like, okay, we have to have so many listeners before we get some ad dollars, and then we got to interrupt or begin our podcast by mentioning this brand. It doesn't naturally flow into the structure of how a podcast is ran.
Shout out to GoFundMe. You got to put links. Like, niggas on me. Yo,
don't GoFundMe. I honestly.
No, you're right.
I know, right? But I'm not really trying to tell nobody. Like, I'm not really trying to, like, go over the airwaves. Like, yo, this is how you get the bag. No,
we'll figure that out. But you know who was on that Forbes list? Kanye. And he was out here doing the fucking most.
Yeah.
Trying to rebrand himself.
Yo, is he rebranding or is he just like...
Kanye's number 10 at $27.5 million. He said he was broke.
Let's talk about that, though. Is he really rebranding? broke is relative. But does he really be Brandon? He's running around in SF. He's broke.
Yeah.
If he's running around with Steve Case and all of that, like, is Steve Case still alive? But, like, he's broke.
He literally said he was in debt. Kim got him out of debt. That is broke. Is it not?
Not
someone gets you out of debt? That's not broke?
It depends on what his debt was. Are you talking about a $30 million debt?
That's
what's his debt?
Enough for
you
Kim.
Talking about student loans? You talking about investments? Talking about houses?
What's
like
his debt for an investment? The man just showed you he was in Montana with a compound. Like,
right.
Yeah, that's debt. But like, he said that he funded all of his shows. Do you know how much it costs to put a show together?
I don't want to know.
My point is, this is what got him to the point of him saying, yo, I am in debt. Now, whether he was telling the truth or not, the man said he was in debt. Kim got him out of debt.
Right. See, I just think that's an unfair thing to say, right? I'm in debt does not mean you're broke.
Yeah.
It doesn't. In the real world, it doesn't. If you just made several investments.
I see where you're going with this.
It's cheaper to finance things with debt than it is with equity.
I'm in debt.
Yeah. But you're not broke.
But you're not broke.
Right. It's cheaper to finance.
You just said broke is relative, though.
It is.
So?
So if you borrowed money for a worthy investment, you're going to call yourself broke? And you're making money month by month off of that investment that you took out a loan for. Does that classify you as broke?
But what if I'm spending more than I'm bringing in? Is that not?
Then you did bad business. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying if
you're... And I think that's where that's basically what Kanye is saying.
That he did bad business.
Yeah. He spent more money than what he was bringing in. That's what got him in debt.
Right. So what I'm saying is no. I'm making a very good point though. If the investment's $100,000, right? And you're making $15,000 a month off of that $100,000 for the next 10 years, like you're not broke. No. You just took an L for the first year the way any business starts.
Yeah, but we don't know that.
We don't know. So I don't want to hear him somebody broke. Like,
broke.
Nah, I don't want to hear that. Give us the
nah,
story.
You're not broke when you in Chicago in a Ferrari.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're not broke when you fake walking by yourself. You lying.
Right.
Flying out
with
here.
The production crew behind you.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Somebody said that the train tracks wasn't, there was no train above them. They just heard the sounds. It was just.
Yo, so that video is hilarious.
It's not that funny to me.
It's funny to me that.
I'm with him.
You feel the same way Kanye feels?
Yeah. Don't mention my wife about nothing.
B?
Don't even tell her how mac and cheese good. Don't tell her nothing.
Don't
tell her. It's
don't
trash.
Even say her outfit nice.
Nah,
don't talk
don't
about
do
her purses.
Don't do none of that. You know she always stay fly. No, she don't.
Nah,
we stay fly. That's what you gonna say. Anything you address her, say we or y'all something. I ain't with that.
I mean, I feel him. I feel Kanye because Nick Cannon just kept talking. He didn't stop, right? He was just out here like...
He was selling the show.
Doing interview after interview. You know, just
stop.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, maybe it's once you might let it slide. Not Thomas. We know this. But, like, I feel like now Kanye's at his wit's end where he's just calling shots.
So do you feel like Kanye is in a better mental state? So the things that he's addressing today are things that, like, he's really checking people on? Like this situation? Like, are we seeing the Kanye that we saw 6-7 months ago? And you're like, yo, Kanye's bugging. He's just on another level.
I think he's getting out of that, I mean, I wouldn't say depressed state, but.
Call it what it is.
Yeah, maybe. I think he's transitioning to a different place. I'm not going to say he's getting out of it, but going home to Chicago. Even though people say, ah, ha, ha, like, you're not really going home. People don't fuck with you. You don't know what that's doing to his mental state. That might be bringing him back to a place where he's realizing who he is and who he was.
I'll give it to you like this, right? Remember when you would be in college and then you would go back home for the summer and then you go back down south. Do you remember the adjustments you had to make when you went back down south?
Yeah.
What's the difference between what Kanye's doing in Chicago? He's back in his element. And things are a little bit different. And then he's going to go back to Calabasas and start speaking like he used to speak.
Bro.
Bro.
Bro. But, yeah, no, I think I'm all for him hanging around Chance. I'm all for him hanging
around. I'm not with that. That's like pedophilia. Like, nah. It's crazy. Well, nah. He's mad young. Like,
he's a grown ass man.
Yo, if I'm 45 years old, I'm hanging out with 19 year olds.
First of all, Kanye is not 45, son.
I think
what is he, 42?
He's like 39.
I think it's a mentee mentor relationship, yeah. Right? When it comes to music, I think they can learn from each other, right? And I also think that Chance is out here doing things different. You've never heard and seen somebody do things like
this. It is Kanye's job to go back to Chicago. It is his duty to go back there and give back to the community. Yeah, that man just built Calabasas. He is building like a whole division in Calabasas. It is his duty to go back to Chicago and help the youth, help the artists in Chicago. He should have, like, this is overdue.
Right. And the reason I say I like him hanging with Chance is because Chance gets it at 25, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's doing the right thing at 25. He already knows what it is. I love that influence. Fuck the Kardashians. Like, I'm not trying to have him be influenced by all that shit, doing tummy tucks and all that. Hang around Chance, who's building schools and building a community. Like, I'll fuck with that all day.
Right. Yeah. I hear y'all and all of that, right? But there's another POV, right?
All
right. He needs them more than they're the mentor in this situation. Like,
agreed.
Like, that's kind of weird. Emotionally, like, how is that not emotionally. Weird?
I think it's emotionally he might need it.
I think
he's
weird.
Getting game. Clearly, you just said it yourself. Giving back to the schools, showing what's going on in the community, how he can help the community. Like, they're giving him the game. That's weird.
It's weird, but I'd rather have it better late than never, my nigga.
Like, I can agree with that.
I'm going to be honest with you. If I had to go back home, mm-hmm. I'm going to need some of that, too. Right. I am disconnected. Mm-hmm. I go home for 1 or 2 days, and I get the fuck out.
Right.
So I would need the same sort of like, yo, what's going on? And
not going to lie to you. I don't want it. Don't show me shit. I'm leaving.
Why?
Because there's nothing there. I don't care.
Nah, son.
I'm not Kanye. I don't have millions to give back into these foundations and things like that. But as far as like,
so if you had a substantial amount of money, you would not give back to Queens?
I didn't say that. I'm saying right now, the way you said, if you go back to your hometown right now, you need to move around. I don't want to move around. I'm ready to go home. But if I had the wherewithal to like donate at a large scale, hell yeah. If I could change some things, absolutely. But I wouldn't need a 19-year-old to tell me that, or a 25-year-old for that matter.
But somebody living in L.A., you gonna doing the crazy shit, popping pills, and living around that family might need that.
Yeah, you're going to need somebody close, man.
Nah, I mean, obviously he went through some troubles, and this is working, so I'm with it working. I'm just saying it's weird while it's working.
It's fucking weird.
So you think the music's going to be fire?
Oh, should we get to find out soon, right?
Yeah, Friday.
29th, yeah.
That's Friday,
I'm
right?
Sick, fuck,
but I don't think that's going to be it. I think this is like cutting room Yeezus shit. Like leftover Yeezy shit,
right,
with a little sprinkle of whatever new shit he's trying to do.
I think it's the album he didn't put out that he's supposed to put out.
The shit that he sits on because he's a perfectionist. You know?
Remember he said he made this album like 8 days or something like that?
Nah,
he did say that.
Yeah, because he already had one coming and he trashed it.
I think he's going to sit on, he's got shit, he's been had shit sitting on.
Of course.
On,
and he's an artist.
Yeah. So I think that's what this is. But the Chance, him and Chance.
Good-ass job.
The good-ass job, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I don't know.
But I still don't. I mean, like, I want to believe it because, like, you know, I've been a Kanye fan from from way back. So the optimist in me wants to believe that, yeah, he out here pumping soul beats and flipping Michael Jackson samples. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, cool. But we very well could get some motherfucking trash. Because I still haven't listened to Kanye.
Yeah, man, we're Meek album. I don't care about this Kanye shit. I don't really care at all about this.
Is Meek coming back? Is he back?
Yeah.
I think he got something coming out. Yo, just not Kanye. I don't really don't care. Like, who's the throne? How? Sway? Who's the throne? Yeah. What is he talking about? The throne 2 is coming out. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't know, but then he posted a picture of Hov and B in the UConn.
Was he there?
No.
No.
Or was that? That was
a
random?
Fucking screenshot.
That was a screenshot?
Bro. That was a screenshot, bro.
That was a screenshot, bro.
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 Yeah,
nah. My man is wild tonight. But I listen, I'm gonna reiterate this though. I like the way he's talking spicy to these other dudes though.
Who was it? It was Nick Cannon. What's Tyson Beckford.
Tyson Beckford. Yeah.
And Drake.
Oh yeah, Drake.
Because so you know that y'all heard that before, right? that they call Kim Kardashian Kiki.
Yeah, so I heard that.
The whole joint was Kiki. But Kanye obviously never heard that before.
Nah.
So now they finally letting him notice.
He's the last one to know.
Months later.
Where your people's at?
Yeah, son. Yo, like, come on. Why am I the last to know some shit like that?
Where's my friends?
Yeah.
Where's my friends, yo?
Yo, I don't care how. Yo, when y'all make it, I'm calling y'all out on every piece of bullshit.
Please. I'm asking you to.
Well, it should never change.
Yeah.
Every piece.
Yeah, like, come on. And I wasn't really feeling Kanye talking about, yo, I didn't know Pusha was gone.
He was lying because he lied blatantly, and you could hear it in that statement. I didn't know Pusha was going to do it, but if I would have known, I would have. You're lying.
Yeah, come on. You're a perfectionist.
You know this.
You know what's going
to
happen.
You had to sign off along with a whole bunch of other people. Like, that's right. The other thing.
You were
like,
the last one to touch the album.
These people act like they went on Spotify. Shout out to Spotify for now doing the You Gotta Blow Joe music and cutting all of the CD babies.
Oh, yeah, the indie shit.
Yeah. But, like, that's not how they shit was going.
Right. Yeah. Like, nah.
That's a big thing. I kind of said under my breath, though. Spotify allowing you to upload directly to them is a big deal for them. Bigger deal for artists. I think that's kind of dope.
R.I.P. SoundCloud.
So, yeah, that was the SoundCloud.
R.I.P. SoundCloud.
Yeah.
But I still love, I've found some of my favorite shit just off SoundCloud alone.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't explore SoundCloud like that.
It depends on the type of person you are. Like, you might not be a digger, right? Like, you might not. You just want to know what you're going to know.
I play my SoundCloud on my Sonos more than, my Google Play, actually. I play more on my Sonos, which is weird. I know. But then my SoundCloud is my second biggest player.
Yo, you know what music I want to get into more? And I don't know the actual name or the genre of it, but Nigerian music. What is that genre? What is it called?
Afrobeats. I mean, it's basically Afrobeats.
Nah, but I've gone to Afrobeats on
Pandora.
No, on iTunes, and it plays some other shit. It is not that. So, listeners, if you know the genre, please, because
like I just told you,
it's not Afrobeats. Yeah. It's not, because I put that as a category, and it does not give me what I'm looking for. That when I go to a Nigerian wedding, I'm throwing money.
Hey, yo. Anyway, yo, B, we supporting Cardi doing the Super Bowl or
no? No, I'm not supporting the NFL.
You supporting this?
I don't give a fuck. Yeah,
no,
you don't like it like that.
Because the NFL is just using the motherfucking check, using the bag, using us again.
It's her and Travis, right?
It's like, okay, y'all hate us for Kaepernick.
I don't care about the Maroon 5. I don't get two shits. I hope they turn blue.
But they're headlining.
But, like, they're going to just put the tokens on real quick. Like, we're going to get y'all to watch this Super Bowl, though.
Beyonce worked, and now Cardi's supposed to work.
Yo, that's
wild. Numbers.
That is crazy.
Cardi tried to punch Nicki in the face, and now she's doing it halftime at a Super Bowl. That's fire.
Nigga, 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 nigga.
Yo, what?
I mean, I'm dead serious. Yo, that's how I feel like the NFL is viewing us, right? Like, I don't care what you say about breaking walls and getting to that next spot. Like, when I see the NFL and what they're trying to do, it's about numbers. It's about viewership. It's about, okay, this is what we think culture is, or your culture is.
Oh, wait. She's doing the I Like It Like That song?
That was a joke I just made. You didn't catch it?
No, but also they're targeting the Hispanic demo.
All
that
of
makes
us.
Sense.
Wow.
Shout out to Nike, too. Nike is just playing games with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, we supported the cat, but, like, we're going to get this back. Yeah. We're still
going to get y'all Republicans money.
Like we said our last episode, like, all this shit is stupid. All these people are dumb. Just go run into each other with helmets and kill yourself. Got no time for that stupid ass sport, yo. I hope it supports your family and all that, but after that, man, go do something so your kids don't got to do that shit again.
That's
yo,
a fact.
I need this fucking Boomerang sequel or whatever it is to happen.
I don't want this shit.
You know what I do need, though? I need a Love Jones.
I do need a Love Jones
reboot
for your body.
Sequel.
It's getting tired.
I'm out of this conversation. Anyone that knows, I ain't really watched movies growing up like that. So,
yo, yeah, because you was in the streets getting money.
Listen, stop trying to.
Yo,
stop trying to
watch Paid in Full, though.
Listen, stop trying to make me into a criminal. Man.
Yo, that's why we call you Supreme T.
I'm not a criminal at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
Nowhere near it.
Nah,
knock on wood.
Yeah, today.
Ever.
Nah, I'm playing. Nah, Thomas is a clean slate guy.
All right, yo, I got, you know, I got a new segment. I do this shit sometimes every once in a while with people.
How the fuck are you just going to drop a segment out of
just
this?
Listen. I got one.
Oh, shit.
It's called Current Obsession. So usually some people, we go through waves of doing shit, right? Like, it might be a favorite song.
I like that, by the way.
It might be, you know, an app. It might be a book. It might be something. It might be your sneakers that you just bought that you wear every fucking day. But what is your current obsession? Because you go through these phases of loving something, and then you forget about it, and then maybe you go back to it, or another obsession takes over. What's your current
obsession? So what's yours? What's her name?
I don't have. It's not a her.
What?
No. It's not a person.
Okay.
It's for me. It's really this fucking house. I'm obsessed with trying to renovate and interior design, and I'm looking up shit. I'm saving shit. I don't have a Pinterest board, but I'm screenshotting shit. Like, I'm obsessed with getting my space in order, and I think it boils down to the fact that I'm not happy in my space. Like, I don't feel at peace.
Right. You're not, your house is your house. Is not your home yet.
Right. And so, like, I'm trying to make it a home, and I'm obsessed with making it a home.
Right.
I'm
obsessed with Ralph.
Ralph?
The new Ralph Lauren.
Really? Like, I haven't looked at it yet.
It's on fire. They stepped it up all the way from last
big
year.
Big time.
Really? I got to check this out.
I just blew a little bag this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, they back. I just the only thing about them being fully back is that I feel like everybody's going to have it since they cut so many lines.
Because Thomas and I will be twins.
Man, I'm about to take that shit back. I'm like, nah, what's your obsession right now? That's a really good thing because there's a lot of things I obsess about. Like,
all right, so right now, I would say my obsession is Tate's cookies.
What? Yo, what?
I didn't expect that.
Crazy, yo.
Yo.
Where can I get Tate's cookies?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. They're in Target. Yo, they're in Whole Foods.
I've never heard of them.
Yo.
Yo, so I've been obsessed with productivity apps.
Or?
Like, not at this current moment, but that's one of those things where I'm looking at my to-do list right now. Like, apps that, like, really streamline and make your life a little bit easier.
Mm. I still haven't stuck with a to-do list app.
To-do list is my shit. I got it for, like, all facets of my life. Like, from grocery shopping to what I'm doing at work, what I'm doing freelance, to, like, everything. And also, like, the meditation apps. Like, I was, like, loving those for a while, too.
I got a new one.
Which one you got? Did you pay for it? If not, nah, it's trash.
Nah. My coworker put it on because I was explaining to her I get anxiety before I walk into work. Insight timer.
Red flag. Timer.
You know, when I got anxiety, I start throwing shit. I get to my desk and I just be like,
get all angry.
Yeah, that's how you keep them away from you. Just drop something.
Yeah, I'm working through that, y'all. Don't worry about me.
Nah, you be all right. We know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, for me, denim. Yeah. I love good denim.
Yo, I'm in love with vintage African American stuff. It could be an old magazine. Old just stuff from culture that like predates me understanding it.
Shout out to Jet Magazine.
Yo, like old Jet covers, like even old flyers from neighborhood events. Like just looking the way they were actually designed is like I get excited over that shit.
B, you've got a new obsession.
What's that?
Thrift store shopping.
How you gonna shut the fuck up, nigga?
That's wild, yo.
That's an old obsession.
Nah, but I think that's dope.
I've been.
I don't think. I honestly, not all jokes aside, I think that's dope because we can go in and we'll buy old vinyl records, right, and appreciate the quality of it.
Yeah.
But what is the hesitation for us going into a thrift store and finding quality things? Like, I'm sitting here telling you, I like good denim.
Right.
So I have no hesi with going into a thrift store, and if you're telling me that I could find worn in PRPS, then what is the issue with it?
Not a damn thing.
Nah, you know what's funny? I've been on Etsy. This is really corny that I'm inventing this. I've been on Etsy looking at like vintage eyewear because they don't make for my big face. They don't make.
You need glasses on?
Nah, I just want to look cool.
Oh, you want to get on your chat?
So like this,
all right, cool.
First of all, there's certain aviators that like look a little different that I've been looking at.
Just
so,
a little.
Like, yeah. I'm just in some vintage shit right now.
Because the shit, everything comes back around.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah. Yo, there's nothing. And it's a piece nobody going to have. There's nothing wrong with vintage.
I ain't going to lie, though. We're going to talk about it real quick because I'm sure other people want to know. And this is not me coming at you, but like, how you feel about wearing something that somebody wore? Like, that kind of bothers me. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, man. So I definitely only pick certain items. Like, I don't pick pants.
Yeah, because, like,
think you should.
I'm not putting my meat where somebody else's meat was. Like, that's kind of crazy.
You wash them, and you can wash them, dry clean them. What do you mean? When you shop in a real store, you don't think
actually,
those
you know
shoes?
Nah,
jeans,
I'm lying to you. I have had a pair of pants before.
So when you shop in a store, you don't think those denims have been tried on?
Listen, I'm just telling you how I feel. This is not like something I think about. Yes, I try. No, I don't try my denim on. I wear the same design all the time and always for the same way. But I understand that I've returned stuff and things have been returned. And other people have worn it. But the idea of like someone owning this for like years bothers me.
There's nothing worn in denim.
I think it tells a story. It's like certain shit, like leather jackets, other things. Like I fuck with a good story. Like it's a mystery. Like I don't know, and that's how I feel about it. But it's only certain shit. Like
And I've definitely taken things from my dad's closet before.
It's your dad.
But the whole point is it's been worn.
No, but
I get it. It's my father, right? But I'm just saying the whole point of something being worn and washed, like. Multiple times.
I mean, it's a little weird thinking about strangers wearing shit. You know, like that's something I've thought about. Like, definitely shoes. You will not catch me put my foot
that
in nobody else.
But a lot of people do that. A lot of people will buy used, worn Jordans.
Yeah, not happening.
And just put them on their feet.
Not happening.
I used to sell my worn sneakers all the time on eBay.
Nah, people still do that shit.
I think that's disgusting. Y'all need to stop.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, go play football. Put a helmet on.
Right, same shit.
I'm not doing that. It's so funny because this dude at work today was like, yo, I'm selling my Yeezys. He was like, they're in mint condition. I'm like, cool, send me pictures. Yo, them shit was worn, son.
Trash.
When you say mint condition, fam, that means you have not worn them. Like, nah.
No, it doesn't mean that.
No, yes.
No, it doesn't.
And son, in the shoe game,
mint means new.
In the shoe game, mm-hmm. when they tell you that boxed mint,
I thought that's what dead stock was.
Mint.
So mint and dead stock are synonyms.
Oh my gosh!
I'm asking you.
Yo, it's the same shit.
Nah, I mean maybe that's relative because I know. Mint condition means I've maybe tried it on once.
Right.
That's fine. That's fine. Like,
I maybe took it to the baby shower and then came back.
No.
Because, like, your couch can be in mint condition. Right?
Your couch is never in mint condition.
But someone can sell it as mint condition.
Yeah, I'm not saying you can't try this shoe on. We all try a shoe on to see if it fits.
Right.
But when you tell, when it looks like you've literally worn your sneaker, like, in the streets,
right.
That's not mint.
Yeah.
That's not, I don't care if you, the fucking sneakers are laced. Like, that's not meant.
You sound mad at his Yeezys, huh?
You sound angry.
But just to be clear, I'm with the thrift look because, like, I'm with wearing things that no one else is going to, like.
That's what it is. They're not going to look like me. It's a one of one to me.
Yeah.
You're not going to find it.
Right.
And that's, I love that shit. I love when people, you know, have something on that I never guess where they got it from, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Especially like a woman's bag.
I was going to ask you that. Would you buy wifey a vintage Louis V?
Absolutely.
A little worn in?
Definitely worn in for the character. Like, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, vintage should look sort of vintage, right? Like,
although shorty there's a romance vintage, to it. With the vintage bags, holler at me.
Hey, yo, man.
Yo, I cannot wait for this dating game for Brian, y'all.
Shit, it's going to be so much
yo,
fun.
Yo, so who we got on the docket for B this week?
As far as a woman is concerned?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not doing LB this week.
Yo, you're not doing nothing, man.
I'm not doing shit.
Fucking firing you. Yo, we looking for a new person to replace Thomas on the podcast.
Nah.
Y'all can replace me if you want.
So, no, we're not replacing
stop
Tommy.
Stop all shit.
That's it's quiet for that.
End up on Pandora. Stop playing with me. Yo, man, let's get out of here, though.
Yo, we doing challenges? What's up?
Yeah, let's do the challenges real quick.
Yo, Chad, go ahead.
Nah, you know I go last. All
right, well, I'm a start. Yo, go ahead and get some thrift in your life, yo.
Get some thrifting.
Go ahead and get some. Go walk in the store. And just browse. It might smell a little old, but you might see something that you can use. Start with one piece.
Mm.
Get you something like a blazer or a jacket or something to switch your style up. Just be different. Just try it. You don't have to shop in the store and get something brand new all the time.
Yeah, go ahead and switch your style up because if they hate to let them, hate them about the money. Pile up.
Whatever, y'all. I'm gonna tell like a 30-second story. I took my nephew out to the track.
Oh, how was that? How was that?
Oh my gosh.
Yo, it was very, very challenging. He didn't want to go to the track at all because he was just afraid of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know what running track meant. He didn't know it was competitive. He had like just no idea. He just knew that it meant to run.
Okay.
So his fear to actually go to the track brings up my challenge, which is like, just go out there and face that fear and go and do something because you may fall in love with something that you were afraid of.
I like that.
Wow.
I like that.
Lessons.
Wow. Bars.
Yo, what's your fucking shit? Get me out of here, yo.
Stay stalling, yo.
B, you drove in here today? You drove B? I'm riding with you.
We in these streets, yo. Yo, my challenge? Man, my challenge is meditate.
That was your challenge last week.
I know.
Yo, you took all fucking, you took that whole long time just talking
so
about
I'm so fucking tired. Nah, seriously, my challenge.
How about get some more sleep?
Yeah, man, I'm fucking tired.
All right, now what's your challenge? That was his challenge. You do you.
Yo, my challenge, I want everyone to update their resume.
Yo, holla.
Yo, get out of here.